Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're getting into a piece by Brett Allegre Wood called How to Eat an Elephant, The Trick to Getting Started with AI.
And if that title doesn't immediately make sense, it will by the end.
So the premise is simple. Most business owners right now are completely stuck when it comes to AI. Not because they're not smart, not because they're not willing.
But because the whole thing feels enormous. Where do you start? Do you trust the tool your competitor is using? What if you pick wrong and burn a chunk of your budget on something that does nothing?
Brett sets the scene pretty vividly. It's 2026. Governments are adding more tax, more regulation, more hoops to jump through. Your customers have less income than a year ago, shorter attention spans, more choices than ever.
And on top of all that, everyone around you is screaming that AI is the future. Get on board or get left behind. Your competitors are already moving.
So you're paralyzed, stuck between doing nothing and making an expensive, very public mistake. And Brett's honest that the horror stories are real. Businesses that rushed in, implemented the wrong tools, watched the whole thing fall over. Money gone, team morale tanked.
So what's his actual answer to that?
Start with your biggest pain point. Not the flashiest tool, not whatever your competitor just announced. Your actual day-to-day nightmare task. The one that drains time and energy from your team every single week.
And he doesn't just say that in theory. He uses a concrete example from his own business.
Right. In his property business, every single deposit return took 3 hours. 3 hours of comparing check-in and check-out reports, photos of every room, costs calculated to the penny for every scratch or stain, then negotiating between landlords and tenants who both wanted completely different outcomes.
Everyone pointing fingers, nobody happy.
His words. And with AI, that same task now takes 90 seconds. They upload the documents, AI analyzes everything, and produces separate reports for the landlord, the tenant, and the ombudsman. Clear, documented, fair. Negotiation time drops because there's no confusion about what actually happened.
90 seconds versus 3 hours. That is not a marginal improvement. That's a completely different business reality.
And that's the point Brett keeps coming back to. When you pick the right pain point, the win is obvious. Your team sees it. They feel it. And suddenly, AI isn't this scary, overwhelming monster.
They start bringing ideas to you. Could we use this for invoicing? What about customer follow-ups? Could this handle our scheduling nightmare?
Which Brett says is exactly what happens. Once you land that first win, people get curious instead of fearful.
But he does flag something important that I think a lot of businesses miss. You can't just throw AI at a problem and hope it sticks.
Right. Before any of the tools, you need what he calls an AI knowledge base, built from your team's expertise, your processes, the things that make your business genuinely different from everyone else in your space.
So it's not a generic bolt-on. It actually reflects how your business runs.
Exactly. And that knowledge base is what everything else runs on. Voice AI that sounds like your brand, conversation AI that understands your customers, agents trained on what actually matters in your context, AI that augments your team rather than just swapping tasks out for generic automation.
I think that's the part most people skip. They want the tool first, but without that foundation, the tool is just guessing.
And Brett lands a line near the end of the article that I think is the sharpest thing in the whole piece. He says, you can't scale what lives only in people's heads.
That one hits hard if you've got key person dependency in your business. All that expertise, all those processes, that institutional knowledge sitting in someone's skull. If they leave, it walks out with them.
Whereas if you've captured it, documented it, turned it into a knowledge base, then voice AI can handle customer calls the way your best team member would. Conversation AI can answer questions at 2 a.m. when nobody's in the office.
Your best people's thinking becomes available around the clock, not just when they're physically in the building. That is a very different way to run a business.
And the whole article is structured around this idea that it doesn't have to be a massive, years-long project. One pain point, one quick win. Build the knowledge base, then iterate from there.
So what would you actually do this week off the back of this?
Pick one task, the thing that costs your team the most time and causes the most frustration every week. Just name it. You don't have to solve it yet. That task is almost certainly your starting point.
For me, it's about giving yourself permission to begin small. You don't need the full picture mapped out before you take the first step. Brett's point is that the map builds as you walk it.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want Brett to look at your specific business and where AI fits, you can book a free AI audit there as well.
One bite at a time. See you next time.